You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea. Also, the Ginge back from your delayed honeymoon. I know, yes. You got married, but then you guys waited a little bit and then you went to your honeymoon.
Yes, we waited, I think it was 9 weeks when we officially got there.
I feel like more people are doing that now instead of like going straight from the wedding, right? Like rushing off
right
somewhere. And, you have some time to soak in the marriage.
Yes, and people told us, I was a little offended actually when I said, yeah, we're going to take our honeymoon in a couple of weeks. They were like, yeah, that's what everybody says. And then you don't end up doing it. And I was like, no, we're going to do it. It kind of offended me, but I got told that a bunch that we were going to forget about it. But
see, my problem, if I waited too long to do the honeymoon, I'd already be divorced.
Yeah, it's good that you just did it right away. That is very
true. I saw the look
true.
On your face and I was like, where's this going? Oh, man.
So how was it, man? Where'd you go?
It was incredible. We went to this place called Garza Blanca, which I'm going to shoot you straight. I don't actually even know what those words mean. I know Blanca means white, right?
Where was it at? Mexico?
We all just skipped right in. Anyways, it was in Mexico. Yes, it was it was in Cancun, Mexico. It was absolutely amazing. I think the coolest part is our room had a swim-up pool.
No way.
Yes, so we had our own private pool, and you could just go get in at any time of day. And what was so amazing is, I mean, if you wanted to get in for 2 minutes, it was appropriate because you'd just walk straight in and just drop your suit and.
Did you pee in it?
Yeah.
What?
Well, because the thing about it is, like, there were wall dividers between the pools.
So it was your own
pool. No, the water still kind of went over to the other ones. Yeah. So I wanted to share it with everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think, part of swimming.
Part
of being that comfortable. You're probably that comfortable to have your own swim-up pool, too.
That's exactly right. I think Tater Tot did it, too, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
we got a, it was a honeymoon, you know?
She loves that everyone knows that now.
That's part of the...
This is romantic talk right now.
Did you have to wear clothes in it? In the pool?
I mean, it's tough to say if they were always worn, but they were... They are technically supposed to be.
I feel that he was uncomfortable answering that question because I'm pretty sure that he wants to say that they wore clothes a lot when they were in that private pool.
They were worn sometimes, for sure. I remember putting on my suit and getting in there. But it was amazing. We had like a private butler.
What?
Yes. One time we got back from dinner because it was a 5-star place. So you would just go eat at a 5-star restaurant and then you'd just walk back to your room. One night we got there and they had flowers, leading to the bed, and then they had made a giant heart, and then the bathtub was run, and it said love in it with, like, flowers. Now, I will say I did take a video of that, and I sent it to my mom, and she didn't respond to it, and I think it made her feel awkward.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, I regretted that.
Yeah.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.